Welcome to the VK7 Regional News for the 25th of March 2018. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7 Whisky India and read today by Justin, VK7 Tango Whisky. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following rebroadcast stations. On 3.570 MHz by Mike, VK7FB, 7.140 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH, 14.130 MHz by Jack, VK7IL, and 28.525 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. This broadcast is also repeated on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Event news, the Meet the Voice Ross March the 18th 2018 wrap-up. Well, the Meet the Voice 2018 was held at Ross on Sunday, March the 18th 2018, and a few hearty souls arrived on the Friday along with a few more on the Saturday and camped along the riverbanks in what could be described as reasonable weather. On Saturday afternoon, a weather update was received from Gavin, VK7VTX, with the news that a storm warning had been issued for the state. This supported a previous report by VK7TRF Rod the day before. The organiser Cedric, VK7CL, decided that Plan B should be activated, so an excursion to the local pub was undertaken to see if they could help out. The answer was no, because all facilities were booked out. During a small St. Patrick's Day celebration, a Guinness, another chap in the bar suggested the town hall and to go to see the postmistress who is in charge of the same. Unfortunately, it was Ross Market Day on Sunday and the hall was booked out, so Plan C was scuttled. However, she telephoned another lady who was in charge of the Ross Recreation Ground. She did not answer her phone and there went Plan D. She gave me the address of another lady who also has access to the recreation ground. By this time, your correspondent had had enough. Reported to the group, and Eric, VK7EV, said he would help out, so he went off in search of Plan E, only to be told at the address that the lady he sought lived at number 12, not number 24. So off he went, still in search of Plan E. At number 12, a man answered the door and said, "The lady was not in, but do come in, and while I go out to the kitchen and call her." In the meantime, the lady returned and entered the house and found this chap searching for Plan E, and said, "Who are you? And what are you doing in my house?" Well, explanation followed, and Eric was successful in getting Plan E off the ground. Thanks heaps, Eric. Sunday did not actually dawn as such, but presented as almost cyclonic winds and torrential rain. Just as the two weather advisers had predicted, your correspondent finally managed some toast at about 8:45 a.m. The morning amateur news callbacks produced the not unexpected news that lots of amateurs went back to bed instead of rising and proceeding to Ross. Who could blame them? The arrival of Danny, VK7FREQ, and Greg, VK7GX, proved to be heartening, and Danny said that they would go to the recreation ground and wait for the lady to open up, as did Rod, VK7TRF. The message of the changed venue mostly got through, and I believe that Kevin, VK7HKM, missed out. Humble apologies, Kev. Proceedings got underway on time, with your organiser announcing his retirement from the Meet the Voice and that Danny, VK7FREQ, is going to be the organiser for the next few years. Shirley, VK7HSC, then presented the Sewing Circle Award for the most loquacious amateur for the year, which went to Dick, VK7DIK. Raffle prizes of the Jewel Bander donated by Ross, VK7ALH, was won by Eric, VK7EV. The wine donated by Jeff, VK7GW, was won by Justin, VK7TW. And the teddy bear donated by Lois, the XYL of Peter, VK7PL, was won by Greg, VK7GX. There was no opportunity for the car boot sale because of the inclement weather. 25 licensed amateurs attended and registration fees plus raffle tickets totaled about $225, which was donated to the Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, which was accepted by Dick, VK7DIK. And thanks to Eric, VK7EV, Rod, VK7TRF, Jeff, VK7GW, Lois and Danny, VK7FREQ. Thanks for all your support over the last few years, and may it continue under the stewardship of Danny, VK7FREQ. And that's 73s from Cedric, VK7CL. And news from the Northwest. Northwest has a radio and TV group. And the NWTR and TVG go to the horses. Five NWTR and TVG members, VK7's Roger ARN, Tony AX, Bob MGW, Matthew ML and Ross WP, provided communications between ride base and three checkpoints for the Kentish Endurance Riders 80 and 40 kilometre events based at Sheffield. Lucas, VK7LSB, also dispatched himself towards Sheffield in the very early hours and had to retire partway through due to medical issue, from which we are pleased to hear he is recovering and hopefully by now has recovered. A survey the previous week had indicated the need for a solution between a difficult checkpoint in a deep valley and base. Arrangements were made with the local residents to place a crossband repeater in their garage. They gave an assurance that they'd be up and about at 0600 the day of the event. That saw AX and ARN skulking around in the dark yard of a house with no signs of life, for which the residents later profusely apologised, having slept in for the first time in years. Fortunately, a contingency plan was in place and an alternative checkpoint was activated. The good fortune was twofold. A, because the crossband wasn't needed, and B, because, as it happened, the location on the normally quiet bridle track road was part of a car race to a rowing event at Lake Barrington. Continuous high-speed traffic was tearing along the road and arriving at the horse and rider's crossing point 30 metres on the wrong side of the brow of a hill. In true emergency communications fashion, a flashing beacon was deployed and high-vis vests donned. Tony became traffic manager and warning sign relocator, whilst Roger looked after the comms. From then on, the day proceeded reasonably incident-free, other than a call from Ross at checkpoint 3 for a farrier to deal with a lost shoe. A horse's shoe, that is, not Ross's hi-hi. Rain the previous night had made the track slippery in parts. 13 riders were either vetted out or withdrew at the end of the first 40-kilometre leg. Not an easy day due to low numbers demanding single manning of each station, plus the traffic management role, but made adequately rewarding due to the many thanks from riders as they passed and to those the ride organisers for a job well done. And that item was courtesy of Roger, VK7ARN. And club general meeting. Members and friends are advised that the next meeting of NWTR and TVG is a general meeting and is programmed for Saturday the 7th of April 2018. Venue is the Lions Club facility showgrounds of Flora Street, West Ulverston, with a start time of around 2 p.m. Activities following the meeting will be a sale and or giveaway of several items of equipment, including RG213 coax, test equipment including a couple of vacuum tube voltmeters, Pioneer PX computers, handheld radios, impedance bridge, just to name a few. As is normal practice, an open invitation is extended to anyone interested in the hobby of amateur radio and allied electronics to attend. An improved video quality on video stream. There has been a noticeable improvement in the video quality of the video stream transmissions from VK7AX recently, using a program called VMix. To capture the video in lieu of a frame grabber has enabled doubling the resolution parameters, along with direct access to the file in lieu of a frame grabber with much improved results. Viewers connected to the BATC video stream can now switch to full screen mode with little or no degradation perceived on the viewed image. A reminder that amateur radio related video programs are transmitted from VK7AX on Mondays, Wednesdays and Thursdays commencing at 8 p.m. Eastern Australian Standard local time and 7 p.m. Queensland time and 0900 hours UTC, which is BATC time. Also, the WIA broadcasts on Sunday included this broadcast at 9 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. For recorded and live video, tune into DATV 446.5 MHz standard DVB-T in the Ulverston area, or VK7AX on the video stream courtesy of BATC. And 73s until next time from Tony, VK7AX, the news officer of NWTR and TVG. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. And we move to Northern News, the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Not much progress on the personal front this past week. We are still at Newlands Arm in Victoria and surrounded by beautiful boats of all descriptions. If I had to be marooned anywhere, this place must be close to Nirvana. The OM's shoulder injury has lingered longer than anticipated, and he has now sought acupuncture treatment on three occasions to speed the healing process. It seems to be working, albeit slow, or maybe it's the whiskey that is also aiding the process. We hope to pack up and move to Holbrook, New South Wales on Tuesday for Easter, and to get some flying in over the Easter fly get-togethers. Meanwhile, it is again over to President Idris, VK7ZIR, to bring us up to date on NTARC happenings. And the Wednesday evening technical sessions, a good turn up on Wednesday evening, quite cool but not cool enough to light the fire. Once a few warm bodies arrived and the hot air started circulating, the room soon warmed up. Kevin, VK7KJL, brought in his Alinco transceiver with a transmit audio problem. He and Simon, VK7FSMC, were whisked off to the workshop by Ross, VK7ALH, for investigation. A check later that evening revealed that the problem had been found, and with a few army stories also imparted by Ross in the process. This was actually the first time the new workshop had been used for its intended purpose. Feedback from users has indicated a lighting boost is needed, which was a planned improvement. There was much discussion between Peter, VK7PD, and Indris, VK7ZIR, regarding making our radio shack remote controllable to benefit members who may not have the radio equipment at their accommodation. Remote rig equipment has been obtained and will be trialled in a future session. Colin, VK7ZCF, showed his latest construction, a 20-element 2.4 GHz Yagi antenna, for use on the ham mesh network. It consists of a hardwood boom with thick copper elements. The length of each element was tuned by measuring with vernier calipers and filed at the ends. Next project will be to weatherproof housing for the antenna. And Bernie, VK7BK, brought along his 40-metre homebrew-based rig of the BitX 40 SSB QRP transceiver board that has been hand-assembled in India. This board was fitted into a recycled project case and also had the optional Radino module, and this is an Arduino-driven SI5381A based VFO with an attached LCD screen to display the receive frequency. When hooked up to the club's vertical HF antenna, the receiver sprang into life and many stations could be tuned in. Further work is required for the transmitter section. It's coming along nicely, Bernie. Many cups of coffee were consumed with a steady flow of jokes and funny stories provided by Ebenezer VK7AT, a very enjoyable evening. Thanks, Idris, for the update, and it's great to see that Wednesday night sessions are continuing to prove popular. Repeater information. There has been a few reports of inadvertent transmissions on RAA, people sitting on their microphones in the car or similar where the PTT becomes jammed on. Members are reminded to be careful of microphone placement in a vehicle or anywhere there is a chance for the push-to-talk button being inadvertently operated. Several instances of unintended transmissions on the repeater have been reported recently, and this could be the cause of potential embarrassment as well as a breach of ACMA LCD regarding inappropriate language on air. Are you on the NTARC Members Yahoo group? Yes, here I am again with another reminder that the NTARC Yahoo group remains the main vehicle for advising members of events, minutes and meetings for sale and wanted items, etc. So if you are not a member of this site and you want to keep abreast of happenings, then I urge you to join in. It will make your secretary's life much easier. If you wish to join, then please email the treasurer, Andre, VK7ZAB, at a a.bochenek@bigpond.com or the secretary, Yvonne, VK7FYMX, at ypmaxwell, or one word, at bigpond.com. We will be only too happy to send you out an invitation to join. And coming events, the technical session Wednesday the 28th from 7:30pm to 10:30 at the Archer Street Club Rooms Rochelle. The equine event 30th of March to the 1st of April, Easter Marathon, Santa Arena Park, Scottsdale. Intark have been invited to provide comms at the base station and checkpoints as well as RFID tracking for this event. There will be a number of rides that require safety comms, including a 240k marathon, 120k marathon, as well as the 80, 40 and 20k events. We shall be somewhat busy at this event, and due to the number of our key players being missing in action on the mainland, we require extra bodies to provide the quality service that has been the NTARC tradition now over a considerable number of years. So if you feel you like having a break and putting your amateur radio skills to good use, assisting a community event, then please contact Norm VK7KTN via email at safetycomms.ntark@gmail.com as soon as you can. He will be able to provide you with further information, and this invitation is extended to all amateurs in the state who may be able to assist. Coffee mornings, a reminder that our twice-weekly coffee sessions are normally held every Monday and Friday commencing at 10 a.m. and running through until noon or longer if members wish to linger longer. Please remember that aside from the good company freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales and genuinely good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards, and we do have some cards awaiting collection. So why not pop in on Monday or Friday and see if there's anything awaiting you. With the Easter break looming, we wish to advise the club rooms will be closed on Good Friday the 30th of March, and we will be opening on Easter Monday the 2nd of April. So why not pop in and catch up over a cup of coffee or tea? It might be as good opportunity to dispose of all those surplus Easter eggs you accumulated over the weekend, and hot cross buns will be the order of the day. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the efforts that go into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company cake and coffee, and leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote in the jar to assist our ongoing operations. Finally, as always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochelle, but alas, still not for some weeks as the OM and I are continuing our break off the island on the big rock to the north. I am still preparing and lodging the NTARC copy for the broadcast while away, an internet connection permitting. So a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email me as the secretary's laptop is on holidays with us. For the present, I can be reached at the following address, ypmaxwell, or one word, at bigpond.com. And that's 73 is from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, the secretary of NTARC. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. And to Southern News, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania Inc. and Club Rooms Cleaning. Christina, our past treasurer and XYL of Tony VK7VKT, has kindly offered to give the club rooms a once-over every fortnight. Could members please assist a small amount by tidying up slightly after each use, please? And the April presentation night. Lock it into your diaries the 4th of April for a presentation on MMDVM and related modes. Digital radios and their affordability is allowing these modes to develop in leaps and bounds. Come along and be brought up to speed with what is bound to be a fascinating insight into the digital modes. And that's at 7:30pm in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms on the 4th of April. And that's 73 is from Tony VK7VKT, the president of REAST. And Experimenter's Night, another huge night of experimenting. Rex VK7RMO has been experimenting with HF magnetic loop antennas. Yes, you heard correctly, Rex on HF. Rex has built a hexagonal aluminium loop antenna for 30 metres. It has an ingenious tuning capacitor at the top with an aluminium bar and insulators held together with plastic clamps for the coarse tuning, and fine tuning is achieved by an aluminium disc on a screw thread across the gap, and there is about 100 kHz range. Rex has experimented with the feed loop and ended up with a thin aluminium strap on an adjustable plate and demonstrated at the night that he can achieve 1.00 to 1 SWR. Well, until you do up the wing nuts, that is. Hi, hi. Thanks, Rex. Murray VK7ZMS was trying to program a Icom Marine HF radio that came complete with a very nice ATU unit and an ancient laptop to program it with. The laptop came complete with the programming and remote control software. Murray was doing battle with the programming software and getting it to talk to the radio, even though the remote control software was working. There are many command line options available for the programming software, so Murray was going to away to work through these options. Good luck and thanks, Murray. Justin VK7TW brought along his laser cut case from C4 Labs for his ZoomSpot and Raspberry Pi Zero digital voice hotspot to show off. This nice little case is well made and fits the boards perfectly. Justin also brought along his 10 gig white box transverter and took the local oscillator PCB out of the substantial mounting box. This is being replaced with a ZLPLL oscillator that is GPS lockable. Now, fortunately, everything in the transverter runs from one oscillator, and therefore, if you lock that oscillator, you lock the whole chain to a stable source. Justin also started to assemble his 630-meter 500-watt German power amplifier that he recently purchased from Allen VK7AM. This will eventually get him to limit power of 5 watts EIRP on 630 meters with his 1% efficient antenna. The DATV studio in the back room of the club rooms are now spick and span as Tas Maritime Radio is now 100% in their new premises. So next week we will be putting up the chroma key blankets and laying out the furniture to see what works best. Then it will be the cameras, switching gear and get the DVB-T transmitter and power amplifiers up and going. Due to public demand, we are extending our round to it experimenters nights into April, and we'll be focusing on the peaking up of the 3.4 gig panels and some distance records. We get back underway next Wednesday night, the 28th of March, from 7:30 p.m. with our experimenters nights. See you there from yours truly, Justin, VK7TW. And technology news, Telstra trialling PowerPole small cells. Telstra will trial the installation of small cells on Tas Network's power poles to test the feasibility of using them to overcome some of Tasmania's mobile black spots. Telstra's CEO Andy Penn said that we are at the forefront of delivering world-class mobile services to Tasmanians, and we're determined to continue to lead as the development and introduction of 5G technology commences in 2020. According to Telstra, in financial year 18, it will invest $14.5 million on 45 projects across Tasmania to improve and maintain mobile coverage through capacity and speed upgrades to existing base stations and add new cells for 4G coverage and continue its contribution to the Mobile Blackspot program. With the construction of a standard mobile base station typically costing several hundreds of thousands of dollars, small cells may allow us to deliver mobile coverage and capacity to smaller communities and areas where the construction of a mobile base station would otherwise be uneconomical, said Michael Patterson, who is the Area General Manager Tasmania for Telstra Countrywide. And that was written by Jonathan Nally and sourced to the Critical Comms Web eZine. And regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, SOTA Group, Monday and Friday coffee sessions at 10:30 a.m. at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. Intark, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. in the club rooms and technical sessions on Wednesday nights at from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in Archer Street, Rochalie. Reist Wednesday afternoon groups from noon, then the experimenters' nights from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, Hobart, and Reist the Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.1 MHz FM, then moves to 1296.2 MHz JT65 in the Greater Hobart area, beaming to Launceston, and at about 10:45 we move to 10368.2 MHz on SSB and FT8 using Mount Wellington as a reflector. And events, the NTARC, 30th of March to the 1st of April is the equine event, Easter Marathon, Santa Arena Park, Scottsdale. REST, 4th of April, MMDVM presentation from 7:30pm in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. NWTR and TVG from the 7th of April, General Meeting, Showgrounds, Flora Street, West Ulverston. And if you're interested in becoming an amateur radio operator or upgrading your licence, then we suggest you contact your local club for details and or take a look at what the Radio and Electronics School has to offer. They have a range of courses that can be delivered through a variety of methods, and they can be found at website www.res.net.au. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadasts, the newsreader VK7ZIR, repeaters REST NTARC and NWTR and TVG, 80 metres VK7ALH, 40 and 20 any takers, and 10 metres VK7VKT. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday nights at 8pm on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 regional news broadcast for this week. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 regional news at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to VK7ARnews, all one word, at gmail.com. Please note all, this is now the address for news items for the VK7 regional news. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Regional News Yahoo group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Regional News, it's 73s from Justin, VK7, Tangled Whiskers.